So there is a large burden of hepatitis C in New York City. We estimate that approximately 146,000 people are currently infected in the city, for a prevalence of about 2.4%. It's also one of the highest reported diseases to the City Health Department, with over 7,500 new cases in 2014. And of those that were antibody positive in 2014, 33% did not have an RNA test reported. So since 2004, the viral hepatitis program has been performing surveillance-guided outreach to newly reported persons with hep C. Letters are sent out on a quarterly basis to every newly reported individual with a valid home address reported that is not a congregate living or correctional facility. These letters provide an individual with their test result, educational material, and a list of providers that can provide hep C-related care. Since 2012, those with an RNA, without an RNA test receive a separate letter that also encourages RNA testing. However, the impact of these letters is unknown, and the time and expense to prepare them is high. So we were put forward the question of whether we can use text messaging to achieve equivalent or better outcomes at a lower cost and effort. So to evaluate this text messaging, we did a randomized study where we randomized newly reported individuals to either receive the standard mailing or a text message thread. These were all 18 or older. They had to have both a valid cell phone number and a home address reported to us. And our primary outcome was the receipt of a genotype or RNA test 3 months and 6 months after the text or letter was sent. And we excluded tests that were reported within 2 days of the text or letter. So it's probably going to be hard to look at, but the text script development involved multiple iterations, pilot testing, consultations with communications, legal, and IRB at the health department. And what we came up with was a first text to everyone is an initial consent message that says the health department has received important information from their doctor, and they can reply to receive that information without mentioning hepatitis C specifically. Patients could then reply to receive the information, could opt out or text back for a phone number or email address to contact the health department directly. Those that consented get a text that has the positive antibody test result, the date of the test, and tells them that they are due for an RNA test and should contact their doctor for follow-up. Then they receive an additional educational text that they can click a link. So in all, 646 individuals were randomized in approximately equal groups, and the text or letter was sent in three waves between September 2015 and March 2016. We found no significant differences in demographic characteristics between the two groups, and we found that 82% of the texts were successfully delivered, and 24% of those who received the text consented to additional messages. So unfortunately, we found that there were no significant differences in the proportion of individuals with a subsequent test in the two groups, with approximately 12% having an RNA test after 3 months and about 16% after 6 months. And among those within the text group, this proportion didn't differ whether they consented or not or whether the text was successfully delivered. An adjusted logistic regression model showed that there was no significant difference in the odds of testing between the two groups. And we also tested different interactions to see if the text or letter was more effective in different subgroups, such as younger people or older individuals, but saw no differing effects. So overall, it seems that text messaging is no more effective, but also no worse than the letter at encouraging RNA testing. We did do some other texting initiatives with those who had an RNA reported initially and saw more promising results for the text, but we're still looking into those results. We found that texting had substantial initial investment and time to get up and running, but likely would be sustainable at a lower cost than the mailing. However, it would have a smaller reach, as not everybody is reported with a cell phone number. It's also unclear to us at this time whether the text or letter is in fact better than nothing at all in encouraging RNA testing, because for the last 12 years, everybody has been getting at least a letter, but we do have plans to address this issue. And overall, it's not completely surprising that this large-scale text messaging campaign had a limited impact on increasing confirmatory testing, as this represents a relatively complex behavioral change involving both providers and patients. Text messaging may be more effectively used as a component of a more comprehensive and multi-pronged approach to patient outreach to encourage testing and care-seeking behavior. Thank you.